I'm talking to Steve and Jesse from Zombie World, right?
That's right. How are you, Gino?
Well, I'm doing fine. How are you guys?
Very well.
Yeah, well, welcome to Upcoming Disc. Got to screen Zombie World, and I'll tell you, I was in for something totally unexpected.
Perfect.
Well, no, that's good, because, you know, I got to tell you, we get, in this business, probably 30 to 50 zombie movies a year, and when you get them, sometimes you look at them and go, oh, geez, okay. But yours was a very pleasant surprise, because I loved the whole anthology nature of it. I liked the kind of approach that you guys took. So tell me how this approach evolved. How did it come about that you decided to do this?
Well, anytime you showcase a movie in which a child's spine is used as a flail, you have to take that opportunity.
Yes, you do. Well, now... go ahead.
Basically, being in the film business and me working, you know, Dread Central, and Jesse having his company Ruthless Pictures, we're in touch with a lot of indie filmmakers.
Right.
And both Ruthless Pictures and Dread Central are very indie-centric in terms of nature.
Yeah.
So, we were getting sent all of these shorts, and we've seen all these really cool horror shorts, and we were like, man, if only people got a chance to see these on a grander level, these cats have so much talent, and, you know, these projects aren't going anywhere.
Yeah.
The idea came that we take the best thematic, you know, zombie-themed shorts,
mm-hmm.
and we try to build a compilation of them and put them out there to get these people the exposure that they so desperately need and deserve above and beyond anything else, you know? I mean, these people have an immense amount of talent, so for us, the job was to put the call out, select the best of the best that we thought, anyway.
Right, yeah.
Whatever. You know, put them together, and for the grace of God, have Bill Oberst and his bad wig come in and help us build a storyline to link them all together. And our main goal was, if just one of these filmmakers gets their project seen, I mean, Image is distributing it worldwide, or something like that. But I know it's getting worldwide distribution.
Sure, yes, it is.
One of them gets their project seen, and they go on to do something else, then our job is totally done.
Well, yeah, and this is all going to be out on DVD next Tuesday, so people are certainly going to get a chance to see that, and I'm really excited to be able to bring the idea to people. You sit down and you watch this, and of course you've got this Marvin Gloat, is it? The Oberst character, who's this TV guy, and he's the wraparound thing that holds the thing together. And I assume, Jesse, that you directed that part of it?
Yeah, that's part of it.
So how long did it take to put that together?
You know, it was kind of an idea we came up with towards the beginning, but it sort of evolved as we put the anthology together.
Uh-huh.
You know, I wanted to try to link all these together as best as possible. So once we had picked all the shorts, we shot that, and you know, it just seemed like a great way to link all these international shorts and just keep it. You know, I mean, my main goal with this film was just to keep it fun and keep it fast paced throughout. And you know, I'm good. Bill's a good friend of mine. We've done like 6 movies together.
Yeah,
just always my go to guy for that. Something crazy. So.
Well, you did a great job, and of course, that was the glue that kept the entire project together.
Yeah.
Well, and I have to tell you,
that glue had to be strong.
Well, because that was the thing that impressed me, though, is that somebody who's looking for a particular style of zombie movie, you know, you get them all. I mean, I see Sergio Leone in there, you see Shaun of the Dead type of things, you see, you know, it's not just the George Romero zombies. And to me, that was the exciting thing. But I got to tell you, when you first watch it, and then it shifts to the Jesus, Fist of Jesus thing, it takes you by surprise, and it took me a while to realize what it was you were actually doing.
Yeah.
You know, and then it came back, and you started
getting a couple Kentucky Fried movie references.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we know that from a film standpoint, this movie is totally uneven, okay? We're well aware of everything that is wrong with Zombie World. But what we wanted to do is we wanted to give people a potpourri.
Yeah.
That's something, I mean, you know, you said it yourself, the zombie market is completely saturated with movies.
Absolutely.
So to be able to just present these movies from all over the world, from all different filmmakers, these pre-existing projects, none of this was written for specifically Zombie World.
Yeah.
Come in there and showcase just different kinds so the people don't get bored, you know? And then started on an explosion and ended on a complete fucking massive nuclear blast, you know?
Well, there's nothing boring about this one. I'm telling you, people watching it, I think, will be surprised at just how much variety there is going on there because you bring from these other filmmakers. But it I think you're onto a totally cool kind of filmmaking, and I'd kind of like to see more of this. Can you tell me a little bit more about the process of selecting the people who you use? Because you must have much more material than you could put in there.
We have elves.
Elves.
Yeah.
Yes, we have power-loving minions.
Yes.
Jesse, this is more. This is definitely a question to you.
Okay. Yeah, I think. Well, I'm trying to think how many I watched, but yeah, I mean, certainly hundreds of films, and yeah, I mean, there definitely were other great ones out there.
Yeah.
But you know, just we just all really. I think we didn't have much going back and forth when we selected these. I think we were all very much on the same page.
Once it was narrowed down to just a handful,
the
process was much easier. You know, there were that got away that we weren't able to get that we had wanted, and hopefully we'll get them next time, you know?
But, well, and that's what I was going to say. This is a kind of good idea. Do you have plans in continuing this?
Absolutely.
Well,
yeah, let's just say we have ludicrous things in mind, and hopefully if this one does well enough, you'll see what kind of lunacy we're ready to unleash upon the world.
Well, the last question I have for you is, I can't help but think, and I could be totally off base here, the TV station, this KPRS, does that stand for something? Is that an Easter egg? Because there are some nice Easter eggs in this movie.
Zebediah DeSoto, one of the producers, did a phenomenal job on all the visual effects of that, and I think he did plant quite a few Easter eggs in there, especially the, I'm trying to think, what was the one, there's a lot just scrolling at the bottom of the screen, for sure.
Yeah, there's plenty of that. So the KPPRS wasn't one of them? The KPRS?
I don't think that was one of them. Yeah, there are quite a few there.
Could be. Zeb is an amazing talent. And,
yeah.
You know, you want to talk about a person whose mind is just like this incredible visual abyss.
Yeah.
If KPRS means anything at all, I'm sure Zeb had a purpose.
Yeah.
But we were so happy that it looked so cool, we just didn't even fucking ask. We're like, all right, that's all.
Well, that's great, guys. Listen, I really appreciate you spending the time with me here today, and we want people to know that Zombie World's coming out on Tuesday, and they should definitely check this out. It's going to be a unique experience.
Much appreciated. Thank you. Great to hear.
And looking forward to seeing more from you guys.
Thanks a lot.
Tuned.